Welcome to this week's episode of The Weekly Woof. I'm Elise Boger, and this is Emmett Boger.
Hi.
Alright, for our dog of the week, we are doing Buddy, who is a German Shepherd. Buddy is a very energetic German Shepherd, and Buddy was always playing with Duke, a 10-month-old German Shepherd. Buddy was a very happy dog until he got COVID-19. Buddy's owner had COVID-19, and when Buddy had started having trouble breathing, he knew that Buddy has it. Buddy's owner could not bring him to the vet because he had it, so Juliana, 13-year-old daughter, had to take Buddy to the vet. On the first trip, the vet said that Buddy does not have COVID-19, but Buddy's family did not give up, and they took Buddy to another vet. The vet said that Buddy did not have it. When Buddy went to the Bay Street Animal Hospital, Buddy was tested positive for COVID-19. That was 1 month after Buddy started having trouble breathing. Then he started to lose weight. The hospital wanted to test Duke too, so then Duke was brought in. They said, "They were greeted me looking like space Martians with hazmat suits." Sadly, on July 11th, Buddy died. Duke was left alone, waiting for Buddy to come back, but he never did. Buddy was the first dog to die from COVID-19. Before, I thought dogs were not affected by COVID-19, but now I know that I was wrong because a dog died from it. All right. Emmett, what do you think about just how a dog got COVID-19 and showed symptoms?
It's bad because you don't really want a dog to die from COVID-19 because it's like very sad.
Yeah, it's really sad because people are depending on dogs during this hard time to get them through. And when one dies from COVID-19, like, it just is really upsetting that you have to protect dogs, but there's no way to put a mask on dogs because dogs would try to fight it because they might not like wearing masks at all.
And Duke, I feel really bad for him because he lost his playmate.
Yeah, because dogs really, especially puppies, like Duke really kind of had a connection with Buddy. Buddy just never came back home. Duke probably felt really alone with no one to take care of him. Emmett, what do you think about how Buddy got COVID-19 from his owner?
Wait, the owner got COVID-19 and then he got it?
Yes, he got COVID-19 from his owner.
It would have been better if, like, the owner didn't really, like, go near Buddy.
But at that time, people were reading articles saying that dogs can get it, but they don't show any symptoms of it. So they must have not been really worried because we wrote an article, information story, about how dogs don't show any symptoms about it. So they probably didn't think Buddy would have got hurt by the COVID-19 at all.
Yeah.
And getting it from the owner, so at least they knew that what Buddy had it, because if they hadn't found out, maybe Buddy wouldn't have gotten any help at all. And at least, I think, a month after Buddy died, maybe it could have been much quicker that he died before it, so at least he got extra time because people realized and like tried to save him. And what do you think about how dogs now die from COVID-19?
So it's bad because anybody that has COVID-19 and has a dog, then they could give it to their dogs, and a lot of dogs would be dying if they, like, have a bad enough, like...
Yeah, and some dogs are already really weak in strays, and if the strays get COVID-19, they will have more chances of dying from it because they're already very, very weak, and they couldn't just stand any more trouble because they already have trouble getting food. And I think it's just now just really sad that a dog can die from it. And it also is probably like makes other owners worry that their dog could die from COVID-19 next. And that's really scary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Emmett, do you have anything else to say about Buddy getting COVID-19?
There's a picture in it, and it's like Buddy standing next to, what's that?
A fireplace.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's just him in a picture. Someone just holding him in a picture of him, and just kind of shows him. So if you order the article, you can see that picture. So I think that's it for our dog of the week. Now we're moving on to our info story of the week. And it's called Dog Cleans Up Plastic in the Ocean. This one is kind of like sounds like a dog of the week because we're talking about a dog, but many dogs do clean up plastic in the ocean. So it's kind of an information story. Lila is a 6-year-old black lab that helps rid the plastic from the ocean. Lila is part of the 4 Ocean Team. Lila was only trained to get lobsters from the bottom of the ocean. Lila's owner, Alex, I don't know if I'm going to say this name right, Schulze, it's spelled S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. Alex realized that Lila's talent could be used for much more. Alex then trained Lila to get plastic from the ocean. Lila joined the 4 Ocean Team. Lila would wear a blue vest to help her float and so she could be spotted. Lila also cleans plastic off the shore and then she places them in a bucket. Lila jumps off boats and dives into the water and retrieves the garbage. Lila has cleaned up over 1 million pounds of trash so far. If we can get more dogs to do what Lila does, imagine the difference it will make. And thank you, 4 Ocean Team, for helping clean up the waters. Alright, so that's just a story about Lila and cleaning up water in the ocean. Alright, Emmett, what do you think about how Lila went from just picking up lobsters from the bottom of the ocean to getting rid of plastic in the ocean?
Did Lila, have to really, go under the water to go to the bottom of the ocean and pick it up?
Well, he probably had to go under the water to get lobsters because dogs can do it. They can dive underneath the water and get things. And I think Lila did that to get lobsters. And maybe there was some plastic deeper in the water and Lila had to dive down a little to get it. All right, so what other do you think about Lila going from getting lobsters to getting trash from the ocean?
It's good that Nyla's getting trash now.
Lila,
because
not Nyla.
Lila is getting trash now because people don't really like swimming with trash in the ocean, and sea turtles, they always die from that.
Yes, many animals can die from it, so Lila's making a difference. And so Lila might still be getting garbage from, might still be getting lobsters, but I think what she's doing now is much more effective than what she used to do.
And the weird thing is, they said they were putting a blue vest on Lila in the ocean.
Lila. And so they used the vest to spot Lila, and if Lila jumps off the boat, and if Lila swims pretty far to go get some garbage and they lose track of her and can't see her because she's black, so she might blend in with the water a little, she'll be easier to spot and get her back on the boat.
But blue blends in with the water too. They could
not
just
really, because that kind of blue in the picture, it's blue with white letter that says 4 Ocean on it.
4D Ocean.
No, it's 4 uppercase O. And then C-E-A-N. So, what do you think about how Lila jumps off boats to go get the garbage?
That's like, weird because, like, you can just see a dog, like, jumping off a boat, like, and if the dog goes, like, wait, how big is the boat?
Well, it's probably just a normal size boat. Well, I don't really know the exact size, but I still have to jump off of it.
If it was like a big boat, then it would be funny just seeing Nyla jump off of that.
Lila, it's not Nyla.
Lila.
So when Lila jumps off, like you might think they'd lower her down, but Lila probably sees trash, gets too excited to spend all that time getting lowered down. She just like jumps off and just goes down, gets the trash, and she doesn't even probably even know she's making such a big difference. Because she just kind of wants to get the trash because it makes her owners proud. All right, and what do you think about how she's cleaned up over 1 million pounds of trash already?
1 million is a big number. And for a dog to do all of that, like, to pick up trash isn't really that heavy and stuff.
Yeah, so it's not that heavy and over that because... and. So if Lila already did that much, got rid of that much trash, if we could train more dogs, difference would be like amazing. And because people already are having to clean up the water because of all the trash. But if we have more dogs like Lila, that problem could probably go down a lot because Lila is making a difference.
And the sea animals wouldn't die if Lila keeps picking up trash.
Yeah, and I think it's a big difference. Yeah, I agree with that. All right, Emmett, do you have anything else to say about this article?
No.
All right, so that's it for information story of the week. So now we are moving on to our fiction story of the week called Cooper the Hero by Elise Boger. I was stalking my prey in the field. It was a rabbit. I pounced on the rabbit, but I did not kill it. Because there was no need to. I am not a stray, but I was. And right now, I am showing my owner my skills. Great job, Cooper, my owner praises. I stick my head up high and let the rabbit go and trot over to my owner. I am a big, tough German Shepherd Golden Retriever mix. I am in the shape of a German Shepherd, but I have the colors and traits of a Golden Retriever. I am named Cooper. Doesn't that name really make me seem tough? I'm taken everywhere with my owners. One time, I was taken to this thing called a dance. And every time I saw people, when I saw people holding up their hands and spinning, I got annoyed. Do they think they can dance without me? I jumped up on their shoulders and danced. My owners laughed sly yet. My owners go to the lake that we live near. One time, there was a very, very small kid was on the dock. She was like 4. I sat next to her. Then she stood up and ran over the complete edge and said, "Fish." She jumped up and down. Then she slipped. She fell into the water. I panicked. My other owners were freaking out. I leaped in the water without thinking. I found the hood of her sweatshirt at the bottom of the lake, and I pulled her up. I got her on the dock and licked her face. My other owners came over and said, "Thank God, Cooper, you saved her." I got many pets that day. My owner always did dance, and they always dove into the lake. Sometimes they came back up, and sometimes they let me get them. I was always showing off my hunting and saving the day. I was a good dog. All right, Emmett, what do you think about how Cooper was a stray and was showing off his hunting skills to his owners?
Cooper was a stray?
Probably, yeah. It's just a stray dog that they got from a shelter, probably.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was just like... It didn't really make sense to me at first because I thought you were just talking about like he was a stray and like... and a person was just watching him. But now I know what you mean. And what was the question?
So what do you think about how Cooper was showing off his hunting skills to the owners.
Cooper like has a bunch of skills because he caught a rabbit, and rabbits are like fast animals, and that's like impressive. But it's a
yeah, and a lot of stray dogs can do that, but it's kind of impressive when you think about it, because like dogs that are just raised with people, like you watch them try to chase a rabbit and it's kind of funny because they're really being stupid. Just like my dog Truda, she's really funny whenever she's chasing
squirrels and stuff,
squirrels and bunnies. And then it kind of just is different when you hear about it, that a dog could actually catch a rabbit. I mean, what do you think about how he would jump up on people's shoulders and like dance? And around dance, there's like quotation marks because he doesn't really know what it is. And what do you think about like how he tries to dance?
It's so funny because it's not really a thing that you can see dogs do, because you can't just see a dog like jump on someone's shoulders and try to dance.
Yeah, some dogs do jump up on people, but not really to dance ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny. It's like a funny part of the story. And what do you think about the part where Cooper fell in, one of Cooper's owners fell into the lake and Cooper literally dived down and grabbed her?
Wait, did the owner sink to the bottom?
Well, because it was a four-year-old and she probably couldn't swim, so Cooper had to dive down and get her back up because she couldn't swim, so she had no way to get back to the top.
That's impressive because Cooper's like a hero in this story, because like Cooper had to pull one of the owners back up to the dock.
Yeah, which is kind of impressive, and dogs do that. Just like with Lila in our information story, she had to dive down in the water to get lobsters, but Cooper in this story saved the life. So I bet some dogs might do this, but it kind of makes dogs sound really nice when you read this in the story. All right. Do you have anything else to say about this fiction story?
No.
All right, so that's it for our fiction story of the week. So help us find this dog. Name, Hank. Gender, male. Color, tan. Last seen, Marblehead, Massachusetts, 01945. Date lost, 7/17/2020. Dog's description. Our 5-month-old Hank jumped out of the back window and ran into the woods near Hancock Street in Rumford, Maine. Please help us find him. He is timid and gentle. Please don't chase him. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Weekly Wolf, and stay tuned for next week's.